A listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2. Sorry, still buffering. 1.
Ahoy to me, Zorb, Hamish.
Absorb this. I'm ready for work.
Ahoy to me, groomer, Jack.
Oh, I hope not.
Why don't you want to groom? What's wrong with grooming things?
Grooming, I mean, it could be good if I'm a hairdresser. Are we hairdressers? Yes.
Oh, right. Yeah, you. Geez, you went really dark. Okay. I mean, I know that happens online, but it's not a job title.
Yeah.
No one's got it on a business card.
No, today.
Absorb and a groomer.
Yeah. We are components of the latest Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Yeah. Okay. I was about to have a go at you there for not giving us enough time to guess, but that is that would
I'm
have
in
been
the market
a
for.
Oh, is this a weasel? Is that another component?
Yeah, you're the Zorb, I'm the groomer.
And yes, and I will obviously the weasel. Be the low reach floor tool.
Okay. Now listen. I've long expressed my pleasure, and I like the format we've struck where we are all different workmates. But if we're going to suddenly become shafts, flexi heads, and, you know, and ball impact zones on golf clubs that Andy wants, I'm calling it now. Now, listen, we'll allow it once for the what excellent Dyson vacuum products that, of course, we would all enjoy, or at least Andy and I would.
Yes.
But I'll allow it once.
Yes. Once over, I'll take it.
What about once each?
So you filter me what you want.
I'll give you one, and then Hank can give you one another day.
Okay. That's nice. Since we're doing it and sort of wasting the listeners' time for our own gain, what about once each, but to just, you know, to satisfy our weasel hunger? Once each, but we all get the thing. If you are thinking of sending Andy a reward for his loyalty for mentioning the vacuum systems and their excellent, you know, the unrivaled technology within the Dyson.
It really is brilliant.
It's got to be, you're going to send 3 of each.
Yeah. It's like when you bring a cake to school and the teacher says, you got enough for everybody?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay,
yes,
great.
Yes.
Good new policy.
Quickly gone to enjoying this. But they can't be consecutive. Let's go back to jobs next episode, because I do like the jobs game.
Yes.
But it is an interesting, certainly an interesting brave new frontier to be the completely flatbed. Oh, I'm the avionics system. Oh, I'm the ultra long range of the Perth to London Qantas jet.
Interesting. Ahoy, but perhaps the one for everyone.
One for everyone.
Ahoy
that
also.
That wasn't mine. But since it's happened, send it through for a giggle, 3 of those. But that's not my official one.
Ahoy also to Simon.
Ahoy, Hamish and Andy and number 6. Mm-hmm. Just want to say I'm almost fully cut up on all the episodes. I won't say what number that is, because by the time I finish the upload, we'll be well into the thousands. I want to pass you on to my son.
Ahoy, Amish and Andy. I love listening to your podcast with my dad.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
I thought he was setting us up for a burn there, for sure. I thought the son was going to be heavily pledged, you know, ask for some WhatsApp action.
That son's probably 25 now, because if people believe the rumours that Hamish and Jack spread about the slow upload system at hamishandjack.com, it's actually very fast.
Love to see an easy WhatsApp. It is possible. We've discussed it before. The technology is available. We just don't use it.
Haim, we want to start by angering someone. And it's not normally what we do.
But it's not immortal, Ando.
No.
It's a heavenly body, heavenly person.
Is it a deity?
It's a deity, that's it. Yeah. I think I was getting a bit tangled up. It was like a member of the heavenly club. it's a saint. We're angering Saint Peter out. Because on this show, we enjoy having big ideas, and we enjoy the enthusiasm that comes at the start of an idea.
Mm-hmm. We then hate the hard work.
Then you kick into the grind phase. Mm. And during the grind phase, that's where a lot of the initial boost of the idea can often flame out and cause the idea to peter out.
Yes.
Hence St. Peter Out, the patron saint of Peter Outs. Yes. We're upfront about a lot of our Peter Outs.
Happily.
We know they happen on the show. Things fall into two categories. They're either going concerns or they're Peter Outs. Mm. We had something that we're about to mention, something that everybody, like, you know, far and wide, every person listening now, whether you've been with us for a short time or a long time, if you're aware of this, you would have absolutely had it in the Peter Out bucket.
Mm. But let's jump into it.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Hamish and Andy Airlines. You are not bloody going to believe this. You are still in the terminal. Jesus. If you're not dead, you assume you went home and came back. You should be in the terminal if you're waiting for this flight. But, I mean, I can't believe it. I'm reading off the screen in front of me. Unless there's a glitch in the system. Shit, the Hamish and Andy slide party is going to happen. It's clear for takeoff.
Slide. We are back and a go. COVID can't stop us now. Well, it probably could again. Something else could stop us.
Yeah,
until we're actually just sliding down an emergency slide of a plane. For people who maybe just listen to the podcast for the first time, welcome.
Welcome. If you'd like to hear the first time the slide party was mentioned, you need to go back 18 or 19 months. That's how long ago this... we bought it. It's half our own fault. We bought it up in peak COVID. We were like, let's do a party.
Yeah, but everyone thought it was, you know, yeah, we're in our 6 week lockdown.
Yeah,
we'll knock this on the head and we'll all jump out of a plane onto emergency slide.
We loved the thought that the end was just around the corner. As we all know, it was around several corners. Mm. And we now feel, well, Rex, the airline who do biggies, in case you're wondering, hang on a sec, they don't do biggies. Yeah. Yep, they do biggies.
Yeah.
And that's where slides come out of, biggies, big planes. Rex have come back and said, you know what? It seems to be simmering down, not jinxing it, but it seems to be simmered down. And we can get you guys on a plane, which will then taxi to somewhere else on the runway.
Mm.
Open up the door, deploy the emergency slide. Those people that have already won tickets, which will now just be like moth bitten at the bottom of a filing cabinet somewhere, they can jump down the slide. They're coming.
They can. We're going to taxi to another hangar.
We're doing it. That's good for rain.
And also just for safety, because if we're out on the runway as you just described it, or we're all having a good time jumping on a slide as other planes go by. Not as safe.
That's true, but you should train for every scenario.
You should. Look, I don't even know whether the people are still available to go on this. I think it was 80 tickets enthusiastic about using the emergency slide on a plane.
And wasn't it? It was so complicated too, the giveaway. It was like everyone got allocated like a flight number.
Yeah, we cancelled most flights.
And we cancelled all the other flights. Mm. And then like if you had the remaining flight, you won. As it turns out, then we cancel that flight too.
We had thousands and thousands of people.
Who doesn't want to jump down the emergency slide? The idea still stands, Ando. Yeah. It's a brilliant idea. So few people have ever gone down the emergency slide unless you actually were involved in the airlines, because I think you have to do it for training.
Mm. And that's what's the exciting part of it.
That's the point.
When they are up there and they're doing the bit where they explain the emergency procedure, you can look to your left or right quite smugly and go, you know, I've been down one of those.
Been one of those. Jeez, they go fast. What's your ankles? How are your ankles? And you can just start up some great ankle chat with people on the plane. That's what we're giving people the chance to do.
So, Ham, let's check in with someone who has a ticket.
Yes, we thought.
Who would have absolutely thought that this was not happening.
Yeah.
Jack, have you got some random numbers there?
Yes. The first one we'll try is William from Loftus, New South Wales.
A year and a half ago, we would have called William, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if we'd have called William a year and a half ago, and gone, hey, it's Hamish and Andy. First thing he would have said was like, oh, great, this is about the slide party.
Yeah.
Because that's back when it was peaking. Then got put on several back burners and everyone thought it had petered out. There's no way he will think this call is about the slide party.
Well,
let's just give him a call and go, like a survey. Like we're reaching out to people on the very important podcasters list and just seeing if they have any feedback on the show.
Are they satisfied?
Yeah, they satisfied.
Yeah, how we
see if he mentions
how we
the
going?
Slide party.
Report.
I'll just see if he even remembers the slide
okay.
party.
Okay, here we go.
We advise that the number you have called
is currently switched off. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
He's moved.
He's moved. He's either moved providers or he's moved countries.
He's gone. Yeah. He's moved countries. He got sick of waiting. Jeez, this is going to happen a lot.
Okay.
All right, second one. This is Ellen.
Ellen?
Ellen.
Or Ellen.
Ellen as in, I can't think of a famous Ellen.
Okay, Border.
Ellen Border.
Ellen Jakovich.
I'm trying to think of a second one.
Ellen Alder from MASH.
Best Ellen. That'd be my favourite Ellen. No offence to Border.
Hi, you've reached Ellen. Sorry I couldn't get to the phone. If you leave me a message, I'll try and get back to you as soon as I can. Okay. Thanks.
Hi, Ellen. Who do you think the most famous Ellen is?
We think Alder from MASH and then later on West Wing. Anyway, Hamish and Andy here. Got some exciting news for you. Yeah. Slide Party's back on. Not a joke, despite the fact Andy broke up laughing there. Yeah. It really is back on.
Yeah, we'd love you.
Anyway,
to...
we'll be in touch with you soon. Tried to call you for the podcast, but appreciate what you've given us in terms of Alan chat.
Okay, great, Jack. Let's try one more and then we probably just have
this raises an interesting idea. There will be people that no longer are in Australia, no longer interested.
Yeah.
Are we running a lower capacity party or are we refilling those seats?
Let's think about that.
Alexandra. Alexandra.
As in what?
As in what, Jack?
The city in Egypt.
Oh.
I think it's an ancient city, isn't it? Pretty deep Indiana Jones cut.
Hello?
Is it Alexandra?
Yes.
It's Hamish and Andy here.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
Hey, Alexandra. How are you going?
Good. How are you going?
We're going great.
Yeah, good, mate.
Still listening to the pod, by the way?
Yeah, my friend Jake. Holy shit, what the f*** going on?
Yeah. So your friend Jake listens to it or you listen to it?
I listen to it, but my friend Jake listens to like every single episode.
Okay, gotcha. So about a year and a half ago, though, were you a real... I mean, well, I totally understand. I fade in and out of podcasts. Mm. Would you say you're... it's increasing your passion for the podcast or, you know, slowly waning over time?
No, I'm not going to answer that question. I'm so confused what's going on. Is this about the slide?
Oh! Do you remember that?
It is.
The airplane slide?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, I remember.
Could you be honest with us here? I mean, you won a ticket to come, right?
Yes.
At what point did you sort of go, I don't think it's going to happen?
Oh, maybe a few months ago.
Forgivable, forgivable. Mm-hmm. Well, can we blow you away?
Get out.
Yeah, it's back, baby. It's
and you'll be asked to get out very quickly onto an emergency slide on a Rex airline very soon.
What? That's insane.
We're more surprised than anyone, to be honest.
So, Alex, we were just basically wanted to check the temperature of people that that had won tickets, whether they're still enthusiastic. Can we put you down as a yes?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Great.
Great.
No duty free. You will be entitled to one drink as the cart comes past, and there'll be a lot more fun to obviously organise.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, that's what we thought. We're going to take this as our absolute sample size, though. Mm. Happy with this. One response, all good. We assume everyone else is into it. Yeah, we'll pull the trigger on it. It's back. Stay tuned for more details.
Holy hell. Thank you so much.
That's a pleasure, Alex.
No worries. We should do this more. Give away things and not fulfill them for 2 years.
Haim, it's been a while since we've done this, so let's jump back into it. Power Moves, our quest to search for the definitive list of things you can do to give yourself the upper hand in social situations. Do you want me to kick things off today?
Go for it, Andrew. The power that you can harness with some of these is sometimes it's too much for a mere mortal to handle, but we're happy to provide them.
And when I think that we're out or we're running out, people keep coming in at hamish.com.
We're always like, that could be it, and they just keep getting better.
This one coming from Howard. Power move. Asshole category. We've discussed before that there are two categories.
They're legends and assholes, but gee, not too many are legends.
No. If you see someone looking visibly angry or upset, ask them if it's because of their haircut.
Real nice. Real nice, Andrew. car-based. Got a few car-based ones today.
Great.
That I'm really enjoying. In fact, I'm going to go purely car-based. Right. Oh, I'm going to do a subcategory today, great. Just because I see a lot of funny car ones coming across the board. I love this because I'm going to do it. This is from Naomi. She goes, when I'm waiting to get my car serviced at a cat price servicing place,
yep. Right?
So she's obviously got one in the air where it's like whatever it is, X amount of dollars per service. When I pull up, I shamelessly put my windscreen wipers on for about 5 minutes, spraying all the water out because I know they have to legally fill up my window washer container with their good water with the soap in it. I do love the 5 minute empty out.
As they wave you in,
No. And it is, how good is that post service where you have the, probably put special fluid in yours.
No, I'm with you.
As someone that, rarely I might have water in it, usually it's dry.
Yes.
Like I go months with it dry. When you get the service,
it's beautiful.
And they put the soap in. That's living.
This one is from Sue Douglas.
What was it?
Power move submission. Requires a little bit of pre-planning before you die. After my funeral, I'm going to have a friend use my phone to message everybody. Thanks for coming.
Very good.
It's great.
This is from Emma. Driving power move, of course, another car one. Yeah. If you're the driver and someone gets into the passenger seat, once they get in and sit down, make sure to lean over them, reopen their car door slightly, then reclose it, just to show them that you don't trust them to have closed the door properly.
I love that.
That's a good one.
It reminds me of my dad so much. Great one. This one is from Alicia. She said power move. This power move involves toast. So it's normally best performed at breakfast time, particularly the morning after a sleepover. So I think she's had someone back.
Right. Are we talking grown-up sleepover or?
Grown-up sleepover.
Yep.
Out and had a good time. In the morning, if they ask you to cook them some toast, cook the crust bits only. This implies that there aren't good enough for the normal pieces of bread and instead only worthy of the pieces that are normally chucked in the bin. They'll have to eat it or it'll appear rude.
Great way to burn a crust. Yeah. Burn, use a crust.
Particularly if you've got the actual bit of bread. Like if you cook some yourself and give the two crusts to the other person.
A superior move would be if you're in a multi-loafed house, right? Like you've got a few different breads going on if you're in a share house. You give them the crust out of the bread, but you're on off a loaf that you're carving yourself. So you're eating like a well-carved loaf.
Yeah.
Okay, my final car power move of today.
Love this.
Comes in from Ethan. It's a specific scenario where you're picking someone up in your car from a main road or busy area, kind of situation where you pull over and the person sort of just dives into the car and you speed up and speed away. So usually it's like, pick you up on the way through. The whole objective here is you don't want to clog up traffic too much. It's one of those pickups. So if you know you're heading into this situation, before you get there, reach over and slide your passenger seat as far forward as it will go. Due to the rushed nature of the drive-by pickup, they're unlikely to check the seat before jumping in. They'll immediately be confronted with their knees being up to their chin. You can then double down on the situation by yelling something to the effect of, come on, mate, you're holding up traffic, and force them to squish themselves into a tight space before adjusting the seat again.
Good theme. Haim, we obviously pride ourselves on working out whether people are in touch with the common man or if they've lost touch, and wearing both with a badge of honour, with a bit of pride. It doesn't matter what section you're in. You can have days.
You can have days where you're in touch, feeling very in touch, and days where you go, okay. All right,
this is
that
nice.
Is a bit lost touch. This is nice. I just relax up here on the top of the mountain for a while because life is ups and downs. So you got to soak it in when you're on the summit.
That's why when people are worried around anyone in their life that may be losing touch or pretending to be in touch, come to us and we'll set them straight. Emily,
just honesty. Just honesty is what we want, Andrew.
Yeah.
Just honesty. If you bought the In Touch with the Common Man t-shirt, be in touch.
Yeah.
If you think you've lost touch, we're lost touch with pride. And that's right. Emily came and said, look, she's got someone in her life that she's feels is wearing the incorrect T-shirt.
Yes. Her brother, Mark Johnson, she said that he wears he's in touch with a Common Man T-shirt with pride, although he'll soon be driving his very own brand new Tesla. He claims to not be able to afford the embroidery of a lost touch, but clearly if you're going to Tesla and getting yourself a new car, maybe you can. So we thought he actually gets the car this afternoon at 5 p.m. We thought we'd give him a call now and try to pretend to be someone from Tesla, Australia, New Zealand, doing basic market research on the type of people that buy their cars. Got a list of questions.
It's a classic touch test.
Yeah. And see to see where he sits.
Yeah,
and
we've come up, I'd say we put a solid 8 minutes into thinking of these questions. So I think people will be able to hear when these questions come up. They've got some real range finders in here. You'll know exactly if he's in or out of touch.
Okay, Jack, you've got the number. And yeah, he's grabbing the car in Auckland, I think, this afternoon.
Hello, Mark speaking.
Is that Mark Johnson?
Yes.
It's Campbell Brook calling. I'm calling from Tesla, Australia, New Zealand. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, good. I understand that you're picking up a new Tesla in Tesla Auckland this afternoon, 5 p.m.?
Yes, correct.
Terrific. I just wondered, we're just calling from a market research point of view for all of Tesla Australasia. And I just wondered if you had a moment now for a couple of quick questions. If it's not a good time, I can always call you back.
I suppose it's okay, yeah.
Sure. Okay. Looking forward to the car?
Yes, very much.
I can imagine. First Tesla?
Yes, it is.
Okay, terrific. So these are just basic getting to know you type questions. Do you rent or own the place in which you live?
In which I live?
Yeah, so your house, where you live at home. Do you rent or own? It's kind of trying to get a better understanding of what Tesla owners look like and their demographics.
I own.
Oh, you own. Okay, fantastic. And how is that, a one-bedroom house, a two-bedroom house?
Six-bedroom.
Six-bedroom house. Wow, a whopper. And are you there by yourself?
Who's this?
Sorry, this is Campbell. I'm just calling from Tesla, Australia, New Zealand.
No, I don't reckon.
It is.
I don't think so.
Are you not picking up a Tesla in Auckland this afternoon?
I am.
Okay, so sorry, who do you think it might be?
Hamish and Andy.
Must be nice to have all those powers of suspicion and relax in all the bedrooms to charge up your power of suspicion.
Do you seriously live in a six-bedroom house?
Yes.
Wow, that you
well,
own.
I mean, we were gonna go through in fine detail to try and find the in touch, lost touch continuum.
But on the first question, you first failed.
Our eyebrows almost shot off our head.
Do you mind can we
go through the rest of them? We have spent some time here crafting the questions. I'd just like to see. You could jag it back.
Okay. What kind of heating do you have in the house?
What kind of heating? Vented heating.
Vented?
Must be very nice. If it was a blower heater. At least it's not underfloor. Yeah. Underfloor is probably maximum. Must be nice.
What do you do for a job?
I'm a production manager.
So you're in a managerial position, are you? Okay. Yes. Okay. All right. What kind of coffee do you drink?
Makona.
Okay, so you make your
very
own.
Very in touch. You make your own.
Yeah.
It's one tick on
very
that.
Very in touch. Yeah, jeez. Yeah. Sure you're not picking up a Hilux?
Yeah. How many times have you ridden a horse?
How many times have I ridden a horse?
Yeah.
Yep.
A few, yeah.
How many?
Well, I used to, I can't really put a number to that one, to be honest.
Was it a working horse or was it a pleasure horse?
Race horses.
Are you a jockey?
Yeah, I was for a few years, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's a bit more in touch. Okay, I thought, yeah, we did think like polo or maybe beach trots or something.
Do you know someone who owns a boat?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you own a boat?
No, I do not own a boat.
Okay. How often are you going out on your friend's boat?
Not that regular, no.
I still think,
I don't know. I feel like Makona really jagged it back and working on a horse.
Only one, Ham, because, Mark, Emily wrote to us. Yep. She said that she's your sister, if you don't know which Emily I'm talking about.
So many rooms, so many family members in the house.
she says that you continue to wear an In Touch with the Conway Man shirt, even though you'll soon be driving your very own Tesla. You claim not to be able to afford the embroidery, but you've got a 6-bedroom house with underfloor heating.
Look, Mark, I reckon it comes down to what model of Tesla did you get?
3.
Oh, that's Jack's alleged In Touch
entry level.
I can confirm he's a common man.
No, I can confirm. Mark, a lot of connectivity with the Tesla. What kind of phone do you have?
A Samsung S20.
Is that the latest?
No, I think there's a newer one, I believe.
Mm, okay. He's pretty in touch. Yeah. I don't know. And really exposed us being out of touch, not knowing what model was the new one.
Yeah, I'm not a Samsung guy. But
sure, you get gifted Apple phones.
Apple is just a marketing scheme.
It must be very nice to have so many phones coming, you can't keep track of where the models are at.
I think you're out of touch. Hame thinks you're in touch, Jacko.
He's in touch.
Oh, Makona does it for me.
Keep wearing that shirt with pride, my friend. Thank you very much.
That's great.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.
Fellas, a couple of weeks ago we were talking about school promo videos.
Yes.
I've come across a few, watched a few lately as you look at prospective schools. Mm. The highlight for me was a beautifully shot, like on a crane, cinematic shot of some kids watching a chess match. And one of the kids' mouths, I think swear word, like it's in slow-mo. Yeah. Some kid does a move and the crowd around him just go nuts, like, oh,
wow.
Oh, look at this. And that's to show that, hey, it's not just sports, you know, like we got wild chess games going on at lunchtime too. And you watch this video and you go, there's absolutely no way this happened.
Yeah.
On top of that, you go, the kid mouthing the swear word is probably doing the gang a solid because the whoever's making the movie is probably just after more and more and more enthusiasm until you're allowed to finish. I felt watching it, the kid must have gone, all right, I'll give you a big one. Mm. And if you're happy with that, can we go to lunch? So that you know, look, this was just my vibe, right? Turns out I've hit a nerve because so many emails have come in with people uncovering the world of school promo photos.
Well, and we talked about the water polo one as well.
You're in a water polo one where I think every time you see a water polo, it's a jump.
You're jumping off the bottom.
Jumping off the bottom at the shallow end. You are not legitimately hovering your body out of the water.
No one has that leg strength, even the professionals, to get your speedos all the way out of the water.
No. Yeah. I reckon that's the one where there was knees out.
The quickest egg beater of all time.
Yeah. Getting close to Jesus levels of being able to not quite walk on water, but certainly just up to your ankles. And then you could levitate. So this comes in from Jack. I'll try and protect people's identities a little bit here because there's a fair bit of whistleblowing going on.
Right.
Said, look, this is from Jack. I'm a teacher in the technology and innovation department of an elite Sydney school, but the primary section, right? So it's a private school. About once a term, we have a professional photographer come and we whip out all the cool, expensive robots and drones, etc., which I've literally never seen or used for any other purpose other than these shoots.
That's great. That's
selected great. Students get pulled out of class to come and act really excited about these, as well as pretend to code. And we give them an iPad and they code with some completely unrelated code on it, all while holding their mouths open in awe. Yeah. I also once had to hold a year group back into lunch after a lesson as the head teacher wanted to get the perfect panoramic shot of them all turning on the light-up devices they'd made. So everyone had made something in science that lights up. I don't know how they thought we were going to get 58-year-olds to complete this impromptu, unrehearsed choreography. We ended up giving it about 20 takes and called it a day.
As you were discussing it, I forgot it was primary school. But yes, obviously, that's even harder for primary school.
You got 8 year olds, like everyone, now everyone power up your inventions. We didn't make these. You made them. This is from Grace. He said, guys, in response to promo photo segment, school promo photos, as a teacher at a school, I can confirm that almost 95% of what goes on in the photo shoot is staged and made up. I was asked to pull the most animated face while I had paint all over my hands for the video. The last thing I do when I have paint over my hands is smile. I watched the promo and I thought, wow, they actually made the school look good. I would never send my child to a school based purely off the video.
Awesome.
This is good. This one came in a fair bit. There was an instance in Queensland Department of Education, where a couple of kids, you know, around a Bunsen burner, they got safety goggles on and stuff, and it made it into the pamphlet, and one of the guys is flipping the bird as he's leaning across the desk. Yes. So I do appreciate that one. This takes the cake, though, and I think this will be right up your alley. This is from Sam. Mm-hmm. Ando. He said, look, I was listening to the school promo photo shoot, and I thought about how my old school made us take a very staged cricket photo. Mm. He's sad to report it's also your old school, Andy.
Oh, no.
Camberwell Grammar. Mm.
Doesn't surprise me, though.
It was to show off the new sports centre.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What's the name of that sports centre?
Andy Lee Memorial.
Andy Lee gets all the chicks sports quadrangle.
It used to be the Keith Anderson Oval, but...
Well, they might have upgraded it because there is a sports centre in the background. However, the person that taking the photo knew nothing about cricket. So the photo ended up being taken not on a cricket pitch, but on a random patch of grass on the school oval with only one stump behind the batsman and the keep having no gloves, pads or helmet on. Here's the photo because I've attached it for you to enjoy. Look at this. There's a guy bowling a ball in the foreground. No pitch. No pitch. And just three slips, what looks like three slips and no.
There's not two batting. There's not two people batting. No. There's no wicket keeper, you would say, or the keeper.
The one thing you could say is, oh, maybe they're making it look like the boys have got in full whites at lunchtime and they're just playing a pickup game of cricket. But if that's the case, why is the batsman in full gear? It's not a training. It's not just a knock around game of cricket.
No. I mean, there's no stumps at this end. This is
no. And the bowler is coming in to bowl it. Mm-hmm. Looks like he's bowling at full pace. So
he's taking it very seriously.
And if you look closely, it's a brand new ball. So yeah. it's not training.
The other part to this, which is definitely for the photography, and apologies because I have to describe it, but often depth is really difficult. So, yep. Like, if you everything wants things a bit closer. So, if they're probably at the cricket pitch, they'd be too far away from the sports centre because the cricket pitch is in the middle. So, they've had to move it closer to the sports centre.
You're right.
And then a wicketkeeper and the slips would never stand that close if you were
bowling fast.
But because of the photo, they couldn't have them standing too far away. So, they're standing almost in line with the stumps.
The other great thing is, and he's bowling full pace,
full pill.
Right, yeah. Close to the sports centre, now you mention it, which appears to have a completely glass facade. So no wonder there's three fielders all trying to stop the ball, because if any of them miss it, it's going straight through the new sports centre. Awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome. Takes the cake. Ando. Mm. Regular listeners of the show might remember recently on the show you let everyone know you unsuccessfully tried to gift Jack a secondhand toilet from your beach house. Mm. He didn't want it for reasons that made a lot of sense. He had a toilet.
Toilet.
It wasn't an obvious improvement.
Didn't want one sat on by my dad regularly. Yeah. That kind of...
Even though at your country property where the toilet in question is, you're off-grid.
Yep.
Resort. That I assume you haven't. That's the toilet that they had at the property before you bought it.
That's true. So a guy called Mickey, he would have sat on that toilet a lot,
many times. Mm.
And I think,
what Mickey would have done. Why did he move off grid in the first place? He's out there moonshining, downing a bottle, and then exploding onto the toilet. And you're quite happy to sit on where Mickey's been.
That's true.
I think more people have sat on that toilet than this one.
Well, Mickey was, I would say he was a kind of recluse type character. It's cabin deep in the bush, you got to remember. So he could be the only one who sat on it, for all I know.
But you got to also remember, there's not a lot to do at your property, Jack, especially because there's no electricity. So
doing the toilets,
going to the toilet's one of the big attractions. So he might have spent most of the day out.
That's true. I think that's true, Jack. Maybe less people have sat in it, but it's been sat on more often.
Yep. Okay. Cheek to deceit time would be yeah. very, very high. Right. Anyway, you said no, you're well within your rights.
Imagine he wasn't with these rights.
He said no, and unfortunately, we've overruled it. You must install Andy's toilet. That's what this segment is. It's forcible toilet installations. If you've got someone in your life who'd like to forcibly install a toilet onto it. No, that's totally fine. However, Jack, you might be interested in what comes next. You would think that hearing that, I would go, okay, there's not an appetite out there for items from someone's house that might have a better home somewhere. Mm. Yet it hasn't stopped me.
Wow.
It hasn't stopped me because I found out this week from, we got our house renovated last year. I lost a battle during the renovation. Actually, one of the only things I wanted in the house was overruled. When we were designing the kitchen, I just said, look, you guys, you know, I'll leave it up to the designers. I'm sure you'll do a great job. And Zoe, and, you know, she's talking to the builders. The only thing I want is a incinerator, one of the gurgler.
I call it an incinerator. I thought they outlawed them or something. There was like, a 90s thing, weren't
they? No.
You don't see them a lot.
You don't see them.
Mate, you see them. They're on the cusp of being made mandatory, I heard.
So for people who don't know, this is food.
We had one as a kid growing up.
Yeah, they're 80s houses.
They're the best.
Food scraps. You put them in, food scraps in the sink, and then it churns it all up.
You press a button and it eats it up and it can all just go down the drain. But what it stops you from having to do is like fish out all the odds and ends and little bits of, like, you know, pasta and peas and
just throw
like ends of carrots and stuff. All goes out. As long as there's food, it can all go down the incinerator. And this thing, now, I was calling it an incinerator. No one knew what I was talking about. They called it a gurgler. Now, I don't know if that's New South Wales thing or whatever.
Incinerator for me. In fact, Beck's parents just moved back to Victoria, and their new house, they've got an incinerator, Ham. So
that's the brand name. And that's the thing. I was like, guys, how could you not have heard? And even the builders were like, we've not heard of this. Like, you're builders. Surely this is the number one thing people ask for. Not the number one thing people ask for. So it's got like a little rubber valve mouth kind of thing that the food falls down, like the thing on Star Wars that Jabba the Hutt chucks
people into.
Yeah. So it's very exciting to watch stuff go down the incinerator. And it's a huge, especially with kids in the house, huge issue that there's just like the sink is just full of junk.
Yeah.
And I go to Zoe, you will want this, honey.
Mm.
Like, our sinks are always just full of food. Yeah. Like, this will solve that problem. She's like, I don't think they are. I think Zoe got offended in the meeting that I brought up that our sinks are always full of food in front of the designer and in front of the builders. And she was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I was like, you absolutely do. And then for a few days after that meeting, I noticed her really going out of her way to clean this because if I would somehow, like, I was like, well, are you going to keep this up for 20 years to pretend that I was wrong to bring up an incinerator? I go, I'm putting my foot down, get the incinerator.
Yep.
They go, great. No worries, we'll install and we do the kitchen. During the kitchen install, something happened with pipe angles or plumbing, whatever.
Mm.
And under the sink, there wasn't enough room, or we were going to lose a cutlery drawer or something because it does take up under the sink.
But that's the benefit outweighs the any room you have to put in.
I don't remember the conversation happening, but during one of the discussions of the alterations, incinerator didn't go in. The current house now has no incinerator. Absolutely. Like, we've had this renovation. It's meant to solve your problems. Our foods are full of sinks, full of food all the time. And it's just, I was overruled.
Sorry to hear this.
Anyway, and I appreciate it. Found out during the week, we still bought it. We still bought the incinerator. And I was checking the builder. He's like, by the way, mate, here's the gurgler we never used.
Yeah.
And I said, I knew it got overruled. Like, I obviously know we don't have one, but I didn't know. We were always like, yeah, it had been bought, so it's all yours. And I was like, well, it's a real slap in the face because now I've got this thing in my sitting at home.
You'd love to be able to use, but you can't.
Dying to use it, looking at you know, like scraps of dinosaur pasta clogging up the sink every night, wishing I could just push them down and get gurgled up. And I think, well, because it's well past refund time as well. perhaps a listener of the show, would like the joys of an incinerator,
wow,
a gurgler, do we run some kind of contest,
yeah,
to give away the gurgler?
Yep.
Here's my one condition. I would like to enter as well. I don't know if it's a raffle or whatever. And I was going to say, you know, I'd like the rule to be that if I win, yeah, it has to get put in my house. But I just also, I feel like if I presented that to Zoe to go, look, I won this thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but we have one. Like, yeah, as it stands, we do own one.
Yes.
And she doesn't want it. So yeah, I don't know if I'd be returning home with the same one saying, well, now I've won it back.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to put it in. I don't think they would overrule it. So, do you know what? I'm happy to be out of the contest.
No, but would she agree to something like, say, there's 100 raffle tickets? Very unlikely that you would win. Would she agree to?
What about it, just as many people register for the gurgler?
Yeah. Then yeah, if you get picked out, it's a huge... Yeah.
It's fate.
Unlikely.
No, I know what you're saying, guys. Yeah. I absolutely hear you, and I'm on your side.
And similarly...
But she's not giving up her current position, which is it's not in the house. But do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, but if you said to her, in fate, she, you know, that's exciting. I mean, if your name gets, if, say, how
should we call her? Should we call her?
We should call her.
Let's call Zoe.
Yeah.
How many tickets? We're saying 1,000.
You know, on the same theme, and as we call Zoe, we should do the same for my toilet if Jack wins.
He has to install it. Yep.
Because
okay, we'll make this unriggable. We'll make this unriggable.
It's unriggable.
But should this occur, we have to put it in. Unlikely she'll answer.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi, honey.
It's your husband. Now, I know you're busy at work and you have a real job, and so do I, because yeah, I'm busy at work too.
Same.
Same with Andy. Yep. Same with Jack. He has two jobs. Mm. Well, a job and a hobby. But, honey, we're in the middle of something, and the guys brought up this crazy idea,
yep,
that I am like, oh, look, okay, you know, my arm's being twisted in here. You know how we didn't get the gurgler in the end on the incinerator in the kitchen, and we still own it?
Yeah.
Right. Yes. I was thinking of giving that away to a listener. Just because it's silly for us to own the incinerator and, you know, we never got around to using it, even though it would be great to have because we do have a lot of food scraps in our sink. Mm. Then the guys go, so we're going to do just a raffle, 1,000 tickets. You know, the lucky person gets the gurgler. Then the fellas in here start going, hey, you should enter. And if you win it, it should go in your kitchen. I'm like, oh, come on, guys. I think that ship sailed.
You know, it's fate.
Then they start going, because it's fate. And I'm like, look, I don't think Zoe would go for that. And then Andy goes, well, she does believe in that stuff. Like, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Mm.
So I'm like, listen, boys, all right, we'll give her a call. You know, I think I tried to make myself pretty clear.
Is this for permission to enter the competition?
Yes.
So what I'm saying is if I get a ticket and we legitimately do one in 1,000 draw, an unriggable draw,
yeah,
but I win, can we put it in the kitchen?
Why am I the Lord of TNCs? Isn't this something to do with, like, you're associated with the people putting on the competition, so you're prohibited?
No, I'm putting on the con.
Honey, you're thinking of radio days where there were T's and C's. This is podcasting. Wild There's no west. Rules right. out here. It's an absolute wild west.
So will you take the deal that in the 1 in 1,000 chance that Hamish wins, you'll install the gurgler?
Hang on. No, he wins it. You don't get installation.
No, we'll pay for installation out of the show.
No, that's the prize.
Well.
Sorry, the prize is to you win it and you get installation.
And who will pay for the ongoing plumbing costs? Because that's why we didn't install it.
No, it's not. That's a myth.
Yeah, it is. No, that's what the builder said.
That's just, I don't know why he said
Jack,
that.
If the podcast can pay for
no, we are not accepting on. nice attempt, but no, we will not accept ongoing. Oh,
honey,
cost.
I mean, if you win a cruise and a whole set of luggage, you don't then go and can I get a cab fare to where the cruise takes off? You've won a massive prize. I mean, I think that's good enough.
You're not
going to
win, for sure. Go for it.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, back to it. Thank you so much, honey. And you should also know that Jack is entering a raffle to win Andy's secondhand toilet. And if he wins, he has to install what some may say is a downgraded toilet in his house.
No, it's certainly an upgrade.
There's a lot of excitement on the line here.
Okay, see you, Zoe. Thanks, Andy.
Hamish and Andy's relation raffle.
Renovation raffle's good.
Do we have to tell people how they enter or anything?
Yeah. Undo your ding. Okay, ding undone. Yeah, so to enter, by the time you hear this, simply go to the website.
Yeah,
and
there's a form there.
There's a form there.
Fill it out.
Jez will make it. Fill it out. First 1,000 people to enter will be capped, and then we will obviously be drawn in a completely randomised way. Full T's and C's available at the website too.
No, at our website. No,
at a website. Full T's and C's available
at a website.
Just full T's and C's are available.
Not our T's and C's.
Definitely not
our website.
I don't know how you get them. How do you get them? That's up for you to know. Good luck.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.